Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In December of 2020, federal agents Lindsay and Ura approached Mr. Jeremy Brown at his home and asked him if he would be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups they were looking at involving concerns they had about an event in January. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, and instead of working for the government on January 6th, he went on as many media outlets that would have him, starting in March of 2021, and played the recording. He named the agents and exposed what they wanted him to do.
So, it's no big deal. We decided to come out.
I've worked with JTTF before, so I'm familiar.
Might in the future.
So, see, there you have it. Well, you might in the future.
So, you don't care which way you lean?
Right.
You just want to make sure that you're not targeting anybody and nobody's going to get hurt over the outcome in January. We love to hear from you. And again, I can't make any promises, but like, if you provide information and prevent something big, the government pays for that. Like, we think that we can help you, we can help us, and we can definitely, on this side of things, less aggravation. You're one of 19 people that are going to knock on the door and say they're not home, or they are home, and we're like,
one of 19 people. These two guys. Not the 58 other agents that he's about to explain that there's 60 of them in Tampa. But I'm just one of 19.
As a result of his righteous actions, the government had him arrested after an illegal search of his home on September of 2021. And after nearly 2.5 years in federal prison, Jeremy has filed for an appeal. Jeremy's legal team is presenting forensic evidence that show the unregistered explosive grenades and the national defense documents that Jeremy was said to have illegally been in possession of were planted in his home by government agents during an illegal search. The first thing the agents did when they entered Mr. Brown's home for their search was turn off all 14 recording devices, and none of these agents had any functioning body cameras. The only person recording was Jeremy's girlfriend, who recorded the arrest by Agent Lindsay and Ura, who instructed her to stop recording, which she did. They were very deliberate in making sure nothing was recorded during their search. During this search, they allegedly found two explosive grenades and a CD containing national defense documents, items that Mr. Brown denied knowing anything about. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found two male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has two dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades, so they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade, and they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years, and yet there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. In August of 2022, there was a trace done on that CD to see when it was uploaded, and the evidence shows that Mr. Brown did not have the CD or the two grenades in his possession. They were planted by crooked agents working for a criminal state that has locked up and tortured scores of innocent men and women for a planned false flag event that they orchestrated with so many federal assets that they lost count. This criminal state is now threatening to go after everyone who was in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, no matter if they were in the Capitol or on Capitol grounds. While we are still somewhat free, let us support Jeremy Brown in his legal efforts so that he can free himself and continue to fight for American freedom. Greg Reese reporting.
All right, ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, we're live Thursday, January 18, 2024. Huge transmission lined up for you. Please stay with us. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wow. We have got an incredible transmission lined up for you today. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on World Events joins us in about 25 minutes. Jack Posobiec on giant military developments with NATO, and as well as domestic political events, will join us coming up the start of the next hour. Avi Yemeni on top of the mountaintop there at Davos. We're getting incredible confrontations with the globalists. He'll be joining us. And then, of course, the great Drew Hernandez as well. This is going to be a jam-packed 4 hours on this live January 18, 2024, Thursday transmission. Okay, we've seen Germany. We've seen Sweden. We've seen the U.K. We've seen all the documents and statements come out that they think war, full war with Russia is imminent, with no evidence of that. Now NATO prepares for Putin. 90,000 troops are called up to the allegiance's largest military exercise since the end of the Cold War. The French government officially says war is good and will benefit the people and the economy. Ukraine on brink of a coup as Zelensky leads country to ruin. Speaker of the House throws cold water on Ukraine funding, prioritizing border security. So that's something good that the House Speaker is doing. And so much more on that front. Globalist panic as Trump vows to block central bank digital currencies, refuse to give government absolute control over your money, and tyranny. Huge news. DHS secretly paid massive amounts of money to create counter-propaganda against Trump and conservatives. Totally illegal. We're going to be getting to that. We've got all the big WEF developments with Argentina's new president Javier Milei slamming globalists on stage to their faces, even more hardcore than what Elon Musk did last year. Elon Musk attacks the WEF, quote, overlords. Says, how dare them try to take control of our society? U.S. News and World Report reports cancer exploding since the advent of the so-called COVID vaccine. There is so much more. California moves to ban football. Youth football. Total nanny state. Feds are now moving in as we speak, supposedly to displace state militia, the state National Guard, from Eagle Pass. We'll be tracking that. Also, it's beginning. Texas troopers beginning to arrest smugglers right in front of the feds. So it's happening with state charges. So at least a little bit of a defense is starting to be put up. There is so much more we're going to be breaking down here today. But the first thing I wanted to hit just illustrates the
panic, the raw hysteria out of the Democratic Party. This morning, the top of Drudge Report, it's since been taken off because it obviously blew up in their face, was Trump has syphilis, or does Trump have syphilis? We'll show you a screenshot of that in a moment. I shot a special report this morning that just went live on X. And the instant I looked at it, it's his right hand, it's his index finger, his thumb, and some of the pads on his the top of the pad of his hand, the palm. I didn't play a lot of golf, but I've probably played 200, 300 rounds in my life. I was pretty good at it, but never really had time to do it. I grew up on a golf course, and so I played from the time I was about 8 till I was about 16. Just got too busy with life, too busy chasing girls, quite frankly, to want to play golf. It's a great sport, love it. I think it's really good for people. It's enjoyable because it's about individuals going out there and just enjoying nature. It's a way to forest bathe and be out in God's creation and kind of zone out. But Trump is a top scratch player. In many ways, they say he's a professional. When he was a young man, he could have been a professional. And so what the Democrats did, I found the actual photo, is they posterized it to make his hand look even whiter so that the bloody calluses on his hand, clearly from golfer's rash, would look like syphilis. And if you go to any golf course and just walk up, a lot of the golfers are going to have tape on their hands. They're going to have bloody marks on their hands, especially if they're big golfers. Like Trump, who is known to play 218 rounds a day sometimes, but almost every day, 18 holes. So that's a classic golfer's rash, and they're trying to make that the big story because they have nothing. Because rigged court saying he raped women with no evidence. And then he's found guilty for saying he's innocent. And the other kangaroo courts with no juries in New York and the rest of it. And Fannie Willis and what's happening in Georgia, it's discovered that she's a complete and total criminal, as we broke months ago. None of it's working. So now they're moving to total desperation. A few weeks ago, it was that Trump was pooping his pants. No, that's Joe Biden. Now it's that he's got syphilis. Just incredible desperation. Here it is.
If you go to the Drudge Report, and I think it'll still be up, there's a story that talks about Trump having hand cuts, and you can link to it. They don't look like cuts to me. They look like sores. And I've asked a number of MDs what medical condition manifests itself through hand sores, and the answer is immediate and unanimous. Secondary syphilis. All right. I think there's a good chance this man has to clap. And I'm not being particularly secretive about it. I am texting the photo. You can link to it. It's in some operation called the Daily Mail. It's some British thing. It's probably a Fleet Street rag, but you know, maybe the picture was doctored or whatever, but maybe this story will go somewhere, maybe it won't. But I'm telling you, at 1 o'clock Eastern, I'm humping this thing like a young dog on old furniture.
Golfer's vasculitis. That's what Trump has. And we see desperate Democrat Party operative James Carville putting out videos and Drudge Report and others picking it up. Does Trump have syphilis? The instant I saw his hand, where it's worn, where you hold the club, and where the index finger grips it, and the thumb, is what I grew up witnessing when I played golf. Now, I quit playing golf by the time I was 16. I had other stuff to do. But I would routinely get it. If you're around a golf course, walk up there and talk to golfers. Out of 10 of them, 2 or 3 will have tape on their fingers, on their thumbs, and you'll ask what's wrong. They'll say, I've got golfer's rash. So you can see it's perfect golfer's rash, the way you hold it. And the stroke when you come in puts a lot of pressure on the index finger and on the thumb and right here. He has golfer's rash. The man plays up to 2 complete 18 rounds a day. Do that twice. He is a top scratch golfer, almost professional. And this isn't about even defending Trump. It's about defending reality. And I am sick of it. These people are so desperate. They've got all these kangaroo courts, rigged events, trials without juries, all the indictments. He's a Russian spy. Women are peeing on him. None of it's true, ladies and gentlemen. And none of the things they've said about me are true either. They're a lying pack of scum. And Carville has no shame. President Trump is a golfer. It's his golfing hand. The one that grips down the furthest is the right hand. That's where you tend to get it. Everybody knows it. He doesn't have syphilis. I'll be covering this live today at 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, and follow me at Real Alex Jones here on X.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
And a lot of viewers watching on TV or on a lot of talk radio stations as well, see we have a lot of links and URLs up there. That's because for the last 5 years we've been banned everywhere but InfoWars.com and radio and TV stations. And through your word of mouth. But now that we're back on X and so many other places are now being flooded with our information, people watching need to know, hey, come to the source and see the full live show and the other great broadcast of Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith and Chase Geyser and the rest of the crew at InfoWars.com/show. But Democrats, there's the tweet on X, Democrats are beyond desperate. Cause of Trump's hand rash discovered, it's not syphilis. And you can say, well, why are we even fighting back against these lies? Because it shows that they are a pack of liars. Now, let's talk about why they're so angry at Trump.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
It's feudalism. It's siege. Cutting off your resources, cutting off the fertilizer of the plants that we then eat, that the animals that we eat, cutting off the pipelines, cutting it all off, folks. They're at war. So just play her back to back, and then let's just throw one rich globalist in. Jane Goodall saying reduce the population to below 500 million. That's 7.5 million people they want to say go bye-bye. And with a straight face, they're saying, arrest the farmers. And they already cut off, like, what, 20-30% of the farming in just the last year in the Netherlands. Sri Lanka's gone into martial law because of it after a decade of doing it. I mean, these people are sick. They're literally cutting off the resources. Here she is.
I mean, ecocide as a word is becoming more, it's becoming better known around the world, and the concept is generally mass damage and destruction of nature. But legally speaking, what our organization and other collaborators aim to do is to have this recognized legally as a serious crime. Because one of the issues that sort of pervades all of this discussion is that we have a kind of cultural, very ingrained habit of not taking damage to nature as seriously as we take damage to people and property. And that, I mean, you know, if you're campaigning for human rights, at least you know mass murder, torture, all of these things are serious crimes. But there's no equivalent in the environmental space. And you know, unlike an international crime like genocide that involves a specific intent, with ecocide, what we see is actually what people are trying to do, what businesses are trying to do, is make money, is, you know, is farm, is fish, is do all of these things that are, you know, producing energy and so on, as well. But what's missing is the awareness and the conscience around the side effects, around the collateral damage that happens with that.
We need to eat less meat. We need to stop land being used for cattle and growing grain for the billions of animals that we keep in our intensive farms. And then finally, we cannot hide away from human population growth. Because, you know, it underlies so many of the other problems. All these things we talk about wouldn't be a problem if there was the size of population that there was 500 years ago.
Which was 450 million people. So, the most dirty technologies are the electric cars, the lithium mines, the cobalt mines. There you see literal slaves mining it for the big UN-controlled companies. But that's all okay. But an evil farmer, you could type in the headline, WEF says organic farming needs to be outlawed. Organic farming is the worst. Total crap. They want to shut everything down, have giant factory farms and slave labor. These people are beyond monsters, and they're out in the open. And Javier Milei, people said, what's he doing at Davos? Well, Trump went there to laugh in their face and destroy them, so did he. He came out and said, we're here to tell you that collectivist experiments are never the solution to the problems that affect the citizens of the world. Rather, they are the root cause. He went on to say that the left is in destroying the world, and that collectivists are destroying the world, and that elites funding it are the enemy and are the main danger to the planet. And in that danger, because those who are supposed to have to defend the values of the West are co-opted by a vision of the world that is inexorably leads to socialism and thereby poverty. And he goes on to indict them, the pro-Trump populist leader. People say, oh, he's one of them. He's there. He's there laughing at them, laughing at Klaus Schwab when he introduced him. Klaus Schwab is deathly afraid of all this and is simply trying to co-opt everybody into their globalist order that is dead on arrival. And coming up, Pastor Rodney Howard Brown, one of the greatest pastors out there that 25 years ago envisioned that there would be a great reset and a great awakening and that we would be in this time, has traveled over 100 countries. And has missions in dozens of countries. He can tell you what's really happening in the world. We're going to get his insights coming up. And then Jack Posobiec, one of the best military political analysts out there. This guy's dead on. Joins us in the second hour. In the third hour, Avi Amini, great Rebel News reporter on the mountaintop, with more confrontations with globalists coming in as we speak. Coming up with Jack Posobiec, breaking NATO to launch largest drills in decades with some 90,000 troops preparing for war with Russia. We've got all these leaked documents out of the German government and others saying they believe war is imminent. Absolute, total, and complete insanity. All right. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes and come back with the great Rodney Howard Brown and his wonderful River Church there in Tampa, Florida, and his international TV and radio programs. Before we do go to break, remember, I'm not funded by George Soros or the globalist. I'm funded by you. Plus, we've got great products that will enrich and empower your life. Pro-human, anti-globalist t-shirts. Pro-1776 t-shirts. Limited edition. Now in stock and shipping. The best water filtration, the lowest prices, the highest quality storable food, the lowest prices, everything you need. Infowarsstore.com. And the best supplements, ladies and gentlemen. Despite the fact that Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus are set to sell out, we need the funds now. It is the supercharged special combo. Both of them together, 50% off. Individually, 40% off. You cannot boost your immune system or clean out your cells or empower your DNA and your telomeres better than with these two combos, these two formulas that go together. Get the supercharged combo now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, you can get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Awakening. It's a fundraiser to keep us on the air. I need you particularly to get the book because the court has ruled in my bankruptcy that I can get money from my own book. But I have to pay half the bills of free speech system, and I don't have the money. And he's not reversed his ruling. So that's the chink in our armor. So get the book, The Great Awakening. I want to thank those of you that did get it. The signed copy is a fundraiser. It also funds us. If you get the unsigned copy, if you're on the fence, please keep us on the air. There's not any operation that you can fund that is more in the face of the globalists and is having a bigger effect on air and off air. We've got the ear of Trump, the ear of Joe Rogan, the ear of Elon Musk, the ear of Tucker Carlson. And quite frankly, I'll just be honest with you, all glory goes to God. I'm as effective behind the scenes as I am on air. I spend probably an hour a day sending those gentlemen and other people and other prominent folks information, documents, and reports. Okay? And that's what this is all about. So we are battling at the grassroots. We're battling at the very heights of the political order. We have a good chance of really backing down the New World Order. And I think getting a Nineveh-type reprieve like Jonah got for Nineveh for 100 years. But if God's going to let the Antichrist come in soon and all that happens, then that's God's will. But it's our job to occupy the land and to warn the people. And I can't do it without your support. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Also, the platinum products. I get some of the funds to pay the bills from that. That's what the judge ruled. So, you can get HH Max Boost selling out. Incredible product. 76 testosterone boost. Amazing product. Pain MD. Over-the-top product. All of those also help me be able to continue on. I need your support. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can also make a straight donation at defendjones.com at Gifts and Go. Great folks. I want to thank you all for your support. Please, if you've been on the fence, history's passing us by. You need to take action. Pray about it. I'm asking for your support right now. Please support InfoWarsStore.com. Please get my book and please go to defendjones.com and make a straight donation. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Pastor Rodney Howard Brown on the other side.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Infowars.com Frontline Report. It's Alex Jones.
Well, he was the first major preacher. He was on in hundreds of countries around the world as a megachurch there in Tampa, Florida, ministries all over the planet. He was the first preacher to get arrested during the COVID lockdowns, and he caused a chain reaction of other pastors around the world. He was right about the death shot going back when they first started pushing it 4 years ago. I really want to say he's my pastor, Rodney Howard Brown at Revival.com. Revival, just like it sounds, .com. And I wanted to get him to pop in today. Only got 30 minutes with him, Jack Posobiec, coming up after that. And obviously I wanted to get him on about Trump
what he sees happening. He predicted Trump would win back when nobody else was. And of course, we were, but most people weren't. And so I'm going to get his view on the persecution of Trump and what we as Christians should be doing. And then he's always got other great research and things that need to be talked about. He brought up one of the additives they're putting into geoengineering, deuterium, should be very poisonous, very deadly. And what this large depopulation plan is they attack the farming and more. So we'll talk about deuterium. Also, he got back recently from visiting a whole bunch of countries in Africa. I'll give you a report about the mass awakening happening there. So revival.com. Pastor Brown, great to see you.
Hey, Alex. I love your opening. That's the theme from Airwolf, I believe it is.
Yes.
I always feel like we're coming in on attack on the globalists right now. I could just see us flying in and taking out the WEF. Anyway, good to see you.
Good to see you. Well, let's plunge into, because you were telling me great stuff during the break, but I said, hold on, repeat that for the audience. Trump, the moment we're in history right now.
All right, so obviously the landslide that took place up in New Hampshire, Iowa, the landslide. And, I mean, I see they flipped stuff right at the last minute for Haley. And these were all counties that were for Biden at the last minute. I was actually watching, and I actually tuned into CNN just because I wanted to see the reaction. And it was, they were such liars. So you can see they were filming a county which Trump actually won. They were filming one of the caucuses, which Trump lost that one, but the other two balanced out, and he won that whole county. And they were saying, look how honest the election is. Each ballot is counted. This is what happened in Philadelphia. This is what happened in Pennsylvania and Arizona. And I'm just sitting there shaking my head. No, this is not what happened there. But anyway, so here he is. He wins every county. I know they flipped the last three. I don't even count that. I count what was announced on the night. I mean, even the fact that CNN called it after 30 minutes, they knew it was going to be a landslide. So here he is, he's back. People are mad. The leftists are very upset because they've thrown everything at him, including the kitchen sink, and he just keeps going up in popularity. And I know everybody's watching, well, how can you even vote for somebody like that? He's a this. None of that stuff is proven. All of that stuff's lies. All of these court cases are just banana courts run by a bunch of Soros-paid operatives. And they just don't want him in. And you can see already in the UK, they're saying this is going to be national security. Other places are saying the same thing because they know Trump's going to come after them. And, of course, he is for America first. He believes in America as a country, which you can see, obviously, you know better than most people, the open borders and what they're doing right now, military-age people that are flooding our borders and basically trying to dilute America, set up new redistricting with a new voting and everybody voting for the money that's coming. I was talking to a pastor in Germany, and she was telling me they have several companies, and she says it's very hard to hire people right now, she said, because they just call the doctor, say, we don't feel this well. And so when they do that, the doctor says, well, how many days do you want off? They say, well, we think we'll take 10 days off. And so they take 10 days off, and she said it's hard to find anybody doing any work. And she said they also did a census now on the houses to see how many people are living in your house so they can make you take in illegals. So obviously you see that happening up in Massachusetts. They're doing the exact same thing there. And this ridiculous stuff that's going on. So Trump is the only one out of everybody that can actually bring a stop to this. And I'm just concerned about something that maybe he hasn't learned his lesson because he was surrounded by deep state. We found out now that Mike Pence was the leaker to the press of everything happening inside the Oval Office. So when everybody said Trump's doing this, Trump's mad about this, it was Mike Pence that was spilling the beans. So I see the same kind of people surrounding him right now, which I'm very concerned about, very concerned about. So that he's going to win, there's no doubt. For them to take him out, obviously they're going to have to try to arrest him, put him in prison, but even then he's going to get stronger. So I believe he's going to win. I don't think there's a question about it. There's nobody voting for Biden unless they bring Michelle Obama and try to flip everything at the last minute and create a problem. And of course, you know, with the X virus, now the new X virus, try to get everything back to mail-in ballots. But still then, I can't see them carrying this next election. I don't care what they do. I think even some of the most liberal people are done now. They're done with Biden. They're done with all the nonsense and the lies and the gaslighting, basically. Oh, everything's great. The economy's great, whatever. And people are saying, no, it's not. So they're not buying the emperor's new clothes. They've seen through all of this stuff. So I think Trump's going to win. That's the way I'm looking at it right now. I'm concerned that even if he does win, that once again he's surrounded by a bunch of clowns. I'm very concerned about that. That's like a thing that irritates me. If I was him, I would pick Dr. Ben Carson to be the vice president. The reason I would, he's a medical doctor, number one. He's been loyal to Trump from right throughout his tenure. And then also the fact that if Trump wins, they're going to go to race riots. So we need someone like Dr. Carson who can stand in the gap. So that's just my take on it. I'm not saying it's 100%, but I just feel I'm concerned about him. I think we need to pray. The whole of America is dependent upon really what takes place now in November. Not that we can turn everything around, but it'll be a stay of execution. Ultimately, we have to see the stuff that's coming out of Davos this week put to an end as far as all of their plans for population reduction, eugenics, and just everything, the wars. They want this war so bad with Iran because it'll keep Netanyahu in power. It'll keep the mullahs in power. It'll keep all the criminals will stay in power based on this war. So Trump's the only one that will be able to say, no, we're not doing it. They don't like his rhetoric. They don't like the way that he talks. I love the way he talks because somebody needs to say it. I was laughing at the Iowa election. So he tells everybody needs to vote, even if you're sick. To say, honey, we got to go. Even if I die in me going out right now, at least I'm dying for the cause of America. And that's just Trump. You know, he says it like it is. People didn't like it. Obviously, he and I, we're not in agreement with what happened with COVID and Dr. Fauci and Birx and all that kind of stuff. But look, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt on all of that stuff. The bottom line is, in the lineup of everybody running, I mean, I can tell you about Vivek. He's a Soros-created guy coming out of the World Economic Forum. He has companies in China. He's done a deal with Pfizer. Listen, I mean, you just have to dig a little bit. He's a Goldman Sachs guy. I like his talk, but I don't trust him at all. And then I just don't. Sorry, Vivek, if you do get to see this, I just don't trust you. Huh. I saw your lines were the same lines as Obama. Obama's talking about, you know, when he was running, and you used the exact same speech. It's like Hillary and Biden using the exact same speech.
Absolutely. I mean, he's definitely got his homework, all those things. So, but shifting out of that, you mentioned race riots. The Democrat Party, the CIA, the former defense heads have all said Trump is going to be a dictator. We've got to have Congress strip the power of the military preemptively away from Trump if he wins. And Senator Blumenthal is introducing a bill. They say if Black Lives Matter is protesting.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline.
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And tell him, stop it, because that is a blunder.
He needs to go on every day. He'll be dropping truth bombs on a daily basis and still have truth on the side, but just dropping. So anyway, I'm just praying. I'm concerned about the wrong people in his ear, you know, and I've been invited to Mar-a-Lago many times, but I'm so busy focused on ministry, Alex, and nations and the things that we're doing. So I don't want to get sidetracked. I love coming on your show, and then I do a weekly news program, and then I got banned on YouTube. A week ago for 7 days because I'd made an announcement on Christmas Eve about vaccines, you know. Anyway, let's talk quickly about this chemtrail thing. So I was talking to this doctor, and they were doing tests on people, and they said they kept finding people with the terium in it, in their blood. And they said this will drop the population by 25%. Of course, as you know, all the spike protein. There was another doctor that I posted on my news program that this 28-year-old German kid died, and they did they bisected his testicles, his testes, and they found every sperm was replaced with the metal. I've got it now.
We're putting it on screen right now. Keep going.
No, it was replaced with the spike protein. That's what I'm saying. So every sperm was converted with the spike protein. So there you've got it on the screen, deuterium. This thing is going to drop population by 25%, which, as you know, is the end goal in human depopulation of the planet. So they'll do it by war. They'll do it by the chemtrails. Oh, yes, something else, Alex. Are you ready for this? Now, I don't have the source on this, but somebody, I'm going to get it and get it to you. But I was told that Disney Company paid somebody to go into every Disney movie and to put chemtrails in every scene so that everybody can just think chemtrails have been around for 50 years. They paid the person $60 million. Alex, can you imagine that?
Absolutely. Look, I want to explain something. We had blue skies until the mid-90s. They won a Nobel Prize for this. At the adult level, the UN, the globalists, the WF admit that they're adding barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and deuterium into the jet fuel that then aerosolizes out, then causes clouds to form, but also gets into the ground and groundwater and soil, and is absolutely destroying fertility of plants and all other animals and insects. So they are pesticiding the planet to cause a collapse, just like they're shutting down the farms, just like they're saying all farming is a criminal act, the WEF, while they sit there, you know, eating these fine dinners. They are trying to collapse the carrying capacity of the world for depopulation. And I'm glad you bring up deuterium, because I usually talk about aluminum salts and barium. And again, usually when we talk about geoengineering, we'll show smaller companies that do it just to make it rain for a ski resort. Everybody diverts off onto that. That's what we always show as a religion. But the issue is this is low-level geoengineering. The real geoengineering goes on not from small drones, not from small aircraft. It goes on with electromagnetic towers on the ground. I'm going to do a definitive report on this soon, okay? Towers on this is all declassified. Towers on the ground that ionize the atmosphere, then jets don't even know what they're doing. The companies don't even know. It's all the big major kerosene makers. That's jet fuel. Then it blows all this nuclei out. The cover story is for geoengineering, but really it goes into the soil, and that's what you were talking about with the deuterium.
Yeah, so, I mean, so what I found was quite amusing was that the Disney company paid a guy $60 million to go into every Disney movie, and whatever scene that they saw of a blue sky was to put chemtrails in there. So, obviously, I don't have verification on that, but that's what I heard yesterday. So, I mean, they're hell-bent on destroying people. They hate people. These people are scum. They want us to eat bugs, crickets, and every kind of insect while they're feasting on the finest of food. And I don't know about you, Alex. I'm not swapping a steak for crickets. I'm not doing it. Not going to happen. So, anyway, everybody's got to stand up. We've got to pray and believe God, that God will intervene. And, of course, obviously we're preaching the gospel, getting people saved, telling Jesus is coming very soon and they need to surrender their life. I mean, we are living in the final hour. There's no question about it. But we're not done yet. And Jesus even said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? And I know you've been through it. I even when you came and you were here with me for the week, you know, I just realized, I mean, the burden that you carried and everything that you've spoken out in truth, basically from facts that you've had over the years, how people have taken it, twisted and lied about you. As before I came on the air, you were talking about Trump. They talk about stuff on his hands, trying to signify that this is that and whatever. The stuff people make up today and believe it is the truth is horrendous. And so you have to ignore all of that and just keep moving on. I've been lied about on every front, had books written about me. According to the critics, I'm some hypnotist trained by some Indian swami. And this stuff is so ludicrous that I can still remember when I got back in the 90s, somebody had written a book, a whole book about me. And I said to my wife, I was reading the book, I said, I can't believe I've done all these things. This is unbelievable. Honey, listen to this. Apparently we're supposed to have done this. So in the end, you just have to totally ignore and not pay any attention to the rubbish and stay focused on what God's telling you to do, which I think, I mean, I'm so happy. When Elon put you back, I was so, yes. I said, that's it. There it is. And I saw everything explode for you. Millions and millions of views and everything. But I'm so happy, as I told you in September, don't give up. Not that you were, but you're about to have a breakthrough, and you did actually have a breakthrough. So anyway, we just excited.
By the way, I meant to mention that. Since you literally, because I've known you for years, but you had me out to your church, and you had me for dinner and hung out with your family and the great crew and all the ministries coming through and how busy you were. I'd be going like 9 o'clock at night, and you were still meeting with pastors from all over the world. And you said, listen, God told me you're about to have a breakthrough, and God told me Elon Musk is going to put you back on X. Do you remember saying that? I was kind of like, I don't think so, Pastor.
Maybe I don't remember saying Elon's going to put you back up, but I do remember saying you were going to have a breakthrough. I felt it so strong. I felt that you were going to.
Well, listen, I'm not putting words in your mouth. You might have forgotten, but I think you were like, if I remember correctly, we've been praying, or we were walking out of the prayer area. We were praying for like at least an hour. You said, you know, I just believe you're going to have a breakthrough. God's telling me you have a breakthrough. And I think you said, I believe Musk is going to put you back on X. And then all your enemies are just going to be. I remember exactly what you said. You can't remember? It was something like that.
Sorry, I know that the Lord rubs dung on the faces of our enemies, you know, when we serve him, when our hearts are pure. And, I mean, Alex, I've known you, I've been listening to you for a long time, so I know that your total motive has got nothing to do with, and nobody chooses to do what you do with another motive. Because, I mean, all you did was paint a target on yourself where people came after you, came after your family, came after your children, came after everything. So it's the same as Trump. When you're worth billions, why would you put yourself at risk trying to save America and turn things around, you know? I'm so excited. I was so happy when I saw you come on live and I watched all the everything explode for you. And I think it's going to get bigger and bigger.
Well, I know. I can feel the Holy Spirit really strong around you. And that's one of those that have it. We feel it really strong around you. What was God telling you? You said, you're about to have a breakthrough. It's about to reverse. It's about to turn around. And when you invited me out there, I guess you've been praying for me. I don't want to say I was depressed. I wasn't going to give up. But I was just kind of like totally exhausted and didn't know what to do. And it was an answer to prayer. We're almost out of time. But what did God tell you when you told me that? Because you did specifically tell me it's imminent. It's about to happen. That was just a few months ago.
I was like really upset how the lies can keep coming against somebody, pounding, and everybody just, because you had been totally deplatformed on every side. And I kept saying, surely there has to be a breakthrough. You cannot, the wicked cannot prevail over the righteous like what it's doing right now. And so, and I understand you're rough around the edges for some people in the religious world. I am. As well, because I say things just like they are. I don't hold anything back. So, but the bottom line is I felt in my spirit that there was going to be a total breakthrough for you. And I felt that it's come. And I don't feel it's going to stop. I think it's going to be breakthrough upon breakthrough, because everything they do from now on out is already totally exposed. If you go,
Pastor, stay there. Do 5 more minutes with us ahead of Jack Posobiec, because I want to hear about what God's telling me is we're going to see breakthroughs for everybody, though. I'm just one example. And lead us in a prayer. We're back in 2 minutes. Revival.com, Pastor Rodney Hart Brown. And he doesn't want to brag and toot his horn, but he specifically, we prayed for about an hour in his office or in the little side room by it. And he was just like, bam, it's going to be broken. It's going to happen. I was just like, and I, it wasn't that I believed it. I knew it was true. And it's happening, folks. We'll be right back in 2 minutes. Stay with us.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.